Volunteers for former Syracuse mayoral candidate Juanita Perez Williams are scouring the 24th Congressional District this week in an attempt to get enough petition signatures to get her name on the June primary ballot in the race for Congress. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Perez Williams waited until about the last possible moment to jump into the race.
Perez Williams says joining the race to try and unseat Republican John Katko at this point came down to one thing.
It's about getting this race on the map.
She says she was watching on the sidelines to see if any of the entities that courted her to run for Congress after her mayoral loss last November would sign on to the campaign of the endorsed Democrat in the race, Syracuse University professor Dana Balter. Perez Williams says she didn't see that happening.
People know that the 24th Congressional District is one we have to flip, but no one's talking about it outside Central New York. We need to make sure that they understand this is where their money should go. This is where their attention should go.
Katko is running for his third term. He handily beat his two earlier Democratic opponents with a large infusion of cash from the National Republican Party. Perez Williams is also facing criticism from local Democrats who've already signed on with Balter, and they openly criticize National Democratic Party support of Perez Williams. She says she understands their anger.
I was trying very hard to do the right thing, and I still think I am. It takes a lot of courage to do this. I'm taking a lot of heat. But you know what? That's what our foremothers did. They got in at the race, and they fought.
Perez Williams has to deliver 1,250 signatures from the four-county district to the State Board of Elections in Albany by Thursday. If she and Bill Bass of Syracuse can get those signatures in by the deadline, they'll face Balter in a June primary. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.